Welcome to the Agents Lounge Podcast, where we talk all things real estate with the industry's top performers. Join us as we dive into the inspiring journeys of successful agents and uncover the secrets to their success. Whether you're a seasoned agent or just starting out, we got the tips and tricks to help you navigate the world of real estate. Brought to you by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions. So grab a seat and join us in the Agents Lounge.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the latest edition of the Agents Lounge, sponsored by Airtegrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in HVAC solutions here in San Antonio and the surrounding area. Today on our show, we have our special guest is Mr. Nate here from True Blue Home Services. Welcome, sir. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Now, we're talking about home services, you know, and Francisco, please feel free to chime in whenever you like. What are we talking about home services? Like, I just want to get down to that. What exactly does that encompass?
Yeah, I mean, for TrueBlue, it's a pretty diverse group of services, but we do focus on handyman and then some light remodeling as well. So it could be, carpentry type work, you know, whether it's trim work on the inside or outside. It could be drywall work. We do a lot of drywall repair work. It could be, fixtures in terms of, ceiling fans or plumbing fixtures, those type of things. So it's pretty diverse. It's a lot of those things that, maybe some people feel comfortable taking on and other people don't, but, we're there to help.
Okay. Now, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into what you do?
Yeah. So my background is actually in engineering. So I was an engineer for about 22 years for a company, Cooper Tire. And so did different roles throughout my time there, but mostly was focused on kind of testing tires and so forth. Moved to Texas to work on our test track. So Cooper has a test track south of San Antonio. And loved it here, and just with some different corporate things going on, it was either move back to the Ohio region or find something else to do here. And my family just loved it here, so we were looking for something else. And so with that, I had stumbled upon True Blue, which is actually a franchise, and we just loved the mission of helping seniors, which we'll talk about here in a little bit, but loved that mission. And decided to say, hey, I have skills in this area. I've done a lot of DIY stuff. I've built my own house. I think this is a great fit for me and dove into it. And so that was about 2.5 years ago. So we've been doing this for, 2.5 years.
Wow. Okay. You said something here. You built your own house. And we're not talking like Legos or Lincoln Logs. You literally built it from the ground up.
Well, I did a lot of the work myself. I was the general contractor for my house build. So I hired a lot of people to do other things too. Not one person can really do everything, but I hired foundations and framers and so forth, but I did a lot of the finish work myself. I built all the cabinets in my house. I built all the doors in my house. I did all the carpentry trim work and did, just basic painting and stuff like that. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. All right. Yeah. I got to say, that's not anything that is in my skill set, okay,
yeah.
And probably most of humanity, ladies and gentlemen, but tell us a little bit about True Blue. Like, you mentioned it's a franchise. What makes them stand out from, maybe somebody else who maybe does that similar work?
Right. So the idea with True Blue is really to provide a professional solution to the kind of the handyman type role, right? So there's lots of handyman. A lot of times they're neighborhood handyman, or they're just guys that maybe are in between jobs and are like, hey, I'll do some handyman work for a while. But there's not a lot of professional type organizations that you can know and trust and say, hey, when I need something, I can call True Blue. I know they're going to be there. They're going to do good work and they're going to back their work, right? Because a lot of times that's the issue that I see in San Antonio is guys just, they go out there, do the work real quick and get out and you can't find them anymore. So the idea of True Blue is provide that professional solution. The other thing that's kind of different and unique about True Blue is we focus a lot of our efforts on helping seniors age in place. And so,
I'm sorry, would you mind defining what that means, age in place?
Right. So, so seniors that, 65 and older, they don't, every time you look at a survey, they do not want to go to nursing homes. They don't want to go to assisted living. They would much rather live in their house. But as you age, that can become a challenge. It can become a challenge just from, you know, a home care, but it can also just be a challenge to keep up with the house, right? So as you know, in the industry, there's just a lot of different things that you need to do to maintain your house. And when you're a senior, getting up on ladders and doing some of that stuff really shouldn't be part of the equation. And so our goal is to help people age in place, stay in their house that they want to, and make it as easy as possible. So there's different ways we do that. Sometimes it's safety projects. So it could be, hey, we need to take a look at their bathroom. You know, what can we do to make it safer to move in and out of the tub? Can we, you know, change it out to a shower? Can we add grab bars? Can we potentially raise the toilet so it's easier to get on and off the toilet? Can we change the vanity so you can get in and out of the vanity easier? So there's a lot of things like that from a safety standpoint that we can do. It could be ramps to access the house. It could be railings to access the house. It could be just improved lighting. So not all these projects have to be like thousands of dollars of projects. They could be really simple things that can really improve safety a lot. Mm. So there's a focus on that. And then we also have a focus on just maintenance, right? What I see a lot of times with our older adults is the house just kind of degrades over time. And unfortunately, when that person does either pass along or moves to assisted living, the house now is kind of in a shambles. It's not worth near what it should be worth. And they've lost a lot of the value of the house, where if they would have been able to keep it up or hired somebody to help them keep it up, they actually would have maintained the value in the house and actually had a much better investment.
Yep. And Nate, I'm in the AC industry, and a lot of times we can't get projects done in the HVAC because the senior citizens, they'll hire somebody and they'll just take off with their money. They're like, well, I can't buy an AC unit because I just hired a contractor. I gave them a check for $60,000, and then they showed up for a little bit, and then they lost, and now they're down without an AC, without the repairs.
Without money.
And they can't get up. So what are some of the recommendations you would have to somebody that's listening? It's like, hey, before you hire somebody, what are some of the couple of things that they should look at?
Yeah, I mean, certainly try and look at reviews because, as you know, companies come and go and people reform these LLCs and so forth, and all of a sudden they have no background. And so that's kind of a red flag. Like, if they don't have a history, that's...
Like, you can't go and find history online for them, like, if you're looking for reputable history?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that can be a red flag. Not always, but the other thing is, you know, do they require a lot of money up front? So, like,
oh, red flag.
Yeah. So personally, like, I rarely take any money up front. In our business, a lot of ours is service. You know, sometimes we're going to get materials, but unless it's a big, huge bathroom model or something like that, there's not a ton of materials in my industry that I'm going to get. So 95% of the time, I'm not charging anything until we're done with the job. Mm-hmm. And so that's just the way we do business. And the reason is because of those stories, like you just said. When I first started this, I was like, man, I heard those stories like right off the bat. Yeah. It shocked me that happens, but it is happening.
Well, you know, in San Antonio, you know, growing up here, people would go downtown and just hire day laborers, you know, and just pay them cash. And the work is not – there's no, you know, guarantee. It's, right. You know, it's just – hand to mouth, you know, and, you know, you're basically professionalizing it and making it, you know, there's no risk, well done, guaranteed work, you know, and just streamlining it, sounds like.
Exactly right. You know, we're trying to bring a whole level of service that's much higher than that, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, if you want to save money, then maybe that's the route, right? Mm-hmm. But you're taking a big, big risk, and that's when you hear these stories like what you're saying.
And what type of warranties do y'all offer for?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the work. Like, so what I always tell everybody, I'm like, look, I'm the owner. I'm out in front of the job as well. So if you ever have an issue, we're going to come back and make it right. But yeah, there are certain warranties depending on, like, if it's a shower, if it's a waterproof, you know, it's going to be waterproof for X amount of time. If it's, you know, caulking, which, you know, caulking tends to shrink and so forth. So we get a lot of callbacks just because they're like, hey, now there's a gap. What happened? I'm like, well, yeah, caulking shrinks. So we do that. That's part of the way we run the business, and we build that into the jobs, and we just know that, hey, we're going to provide that level of service. So
Okay. Now, you mentioned some of the services you do for seniors. I would imagine that applies to maybe some of our more physically challenged listeners, you know, disabled folks.
Yeah, absolutely. The same issues that seniors have are a lot of the same issues with disabled as well. And so, yeah, again, it's focused. One thing we do is we actually do a free home safety assessment. And so, like myself, I'm a certified aging in place specialist. So I've gone through training to actually identify issues in the home that could be problems, you know, for people moving in and about. So whether it's a walker or a wheelchair or, you know, a prosthetic leg or whatever, we're trained on how to identify issues. So sometimes they're super simple. Like you walk in a house and I'd be like, well, look, you've got an area rug here that's, you know, right in this walk area. This is probably not a good solution, right? So, and you kind of have to have some of these difficult conversations with people because, you know, this is their stuff. And it's mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, I know you love this rug. It's probably, you know, whatever's hand down or whatever where you got it. But maybe can we move it? Can we do something else? Can we at least at a minimum make sure it's tacked down nice and secure to the floor so you don't have a trip hazard here? So those are some of the things we're looking for. But, it can be, you know, lighting. It can be levers on like door levers versus door knobs.
The most things that we just take for granted or we walk by every day, we don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Could really, you know, impact someone who's maybe in that same situation as you.
Yeah. One of the things, like, so when I look at bathrooms, a lot of bathrooms have the door and it opens into the bathroom. It's probably the most common situation. Mm-hmm. But what people don't think about is if you have a senior, disabled, or somebody that has an issue in that bathroom, let's say they fall or whatever, they're on the ground and you now can't get to them because the door is now, a lot of times bathrooms are real small, right? So the door is now potentially hitting somebody that is on the ground that needs emergency care, and it's really hard to get to them. So that's one thing I always bring up. I'm like, look, we should really think about swapping this door direction so that now it opens out so that if there ever is an issue, you can quickly get in and help somebody. So there's a lot of things just like that.
Those are things that probably I wouldn't encounter. I mean, when we're designing HVAC systems, you know, we're looking at stuff like that. You know, how many drops you can bring in and all that stuff. But I mean, that's pretty impressive, I gotta say.
Yeah.
You
know? I agree. Completely agree. Alex, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask Nate. Obviously, you're doing a lot of different things on the interior, and you mentioned on the exterior ramps and railings and like that. Is there any other kind of work that either specific to seniors or disabled or just like in general handyman scope outside? That's kind of stuff you handle or touch.
Yeah. A lot of times we're looking at, you know, just general stuff. It's siding repair and trim repair, fascia, soffits. You know, so we see a lot of issues with raccoons and chipmunks getting in people's soffits, and I know that's kind of up here.
We mentioned that, you know, about all those little critters.
Yeah. So we'll see the holes in there, and they're like, hey, we're getting critters in the attic and so forth. We can hear them up there, and you know, it's kind of disturbing, which it would definitely be disturbing. But so those are typical things that we'll get called on. Sometimes just painting updates and so forth on the exterior. I mean, in terms of senior stuff, the biggest thing we look for exterior is just accessibility, right? So can you get from your car into your house, and how easy is it for you to get to do that, right? So front door, you know, are there steps leading to the front door? Garage, same thing. Can you get in and out of the garage? And then, you know, if there's a backyard and a patio, are you able to get to the backyard and enjoy your patio and so forth? So sometimes it's ramps to withstand some of those steps. Sometimes it's a combination of ramps and railings. Sometimes it's, you know, some bars at the doors. We also do a lot of threshold ramps. So if you're not familiar, like doors have usually like an inch or two, sometimes threshold. And for, you know, our everyday person, it's like a big deal. You don't think about it, right? You just walk in, you walk right over your threshold.
Yeah.
But you have a walker or a wheelchair, all of a sudden that, you know, just that 1 to 2 inch, you know, bump is a pretty big issue. And so there's some pretty unique products out there that we can kind of implement and sometimes even custom build to kind of just get over those threshold issues too.
You mentioned I mean, clearly, you know you're the expert in what you do, but you mentioned about a certification that you have for this. Can you elaborate a little bit on what the certification is and what you had to go through to be certified?
Yeah. First off, you have to have some experience in the industry first. So it's done through the National Association of Home Builders, and it's like a 3-day course that we go through, and typically it's kind of spread out over a few months to kind of show, like, hey, this is some of the things on how you kind of need to talk with seniors, how you need to present yourself, and so forth. And then there's the nuts and bolts of, okay, you know, what are the types of projects that we should be looking for? How do you assess a house? How do you assess the client and what's best for the client as well? And then you look at, you know, what are the different types of solutions that they can actually afford, right? Because not everything, you know, you can spend thousands outfitting a house, but that's not realistic for everybody. So what can we do, you know, maybe, you know, on the cheaper end versus, you know, a more custom solution and so forth. So, but yeah, it's pretty encompassing, and we have to recertify every couple of years as well.
What is it called again?
It's a CAPS certification, it's called, and it's just Certified Aging in Place Specialist. So cool. There'll be a lot of folks like myself that are trained in that type of thing, but then there's also a lot of like orthopedic nurses and so forth like that that identify the same type.
So it's not just like home services, it's just anybody who works with that population of people.
Correct.
Yep. Okay. I mean, that's something that our listeners should keep an eye out for if they have somebody that they know.
Yeah, and there's other ones in town that aren't contractors. So if someone's not feeling comfortable, like, hey, this contractor, you know, he's trying to tell me all these things, but obviously he's trying to get business as well, but we can put you in touch with somebody else that, you know, is, you know, a non-biased person that could, you know, give you advice as well. So,
okay, that's good. Now, do you have any like unique stories or experiences when you're talking about going and helping people with any kind of home redo, remodel service? I mean, someone just said, hey, I want
something entertaining.
Yeah, I want the bat cave at home. You know, can you turn my basement into the bat cave? I don't know.
yeah, we haven't done any bat caves
yet.
Yeah, not yet, but we could if somebody wanted to do that. Yeah. Well, here's one that just came to mind. So we work with a lot of realtors, and so a good amount of our business is helping realtors get properties ready for sale, or clients getting their property ready for sale or rent and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so we were working in this empty house, and I think the owner had thought they moved everything out, but they hadn't quite moved everything out. So we were doing some cabinetry work, and we were working kind of in this – little hidden cabinet that's, I think it was above the refrigerator or something. And we opened the door, and then there was a whole collection of adult material.
Oh, no.
that was left from the previous owner. So, and it was
hashtag awkward.
Hashtag awkward. Yes, very, very funny. So,
oh.
My technician, he immediately called me. He's like, hey, I just opened this cabinet, and just so you know, there's all this adult material and so forth. So anyway. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking about us, the next HVAC job we do.
I'm
going
to not comment on this conversation. You know, go so many directions.
You know, someone's going to hide stuff in their ductwork for us, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
no.
We've seen it. We've seen it.
You've seen
it
a lot too. Of things that left in attics.
Yeah. Right. And we're not talking about, you know, you, Alex, not the kind that crawl.
No, no, I'm talking about just like personal belongings.
Yeah.
Boxes.
Well, you know, some places here in San Antonio don't have attics. I know there's basements is not a common thing, but,
right.
You know, yeah, people keep stuff, all the old, those kinds of things. Yeah, of course. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. A lot of our audiences are homeowners, or they're looking to find. Buy a home or sell a home.
Or right? Rent.
Or rent. So I want you to kind of give some tips on what are some things they can do first if you want to buy a home. Like, what are some of the things you want to look to get the quality of the home, or make sure that what are some of the things that you see out in the field that could be a red flag? And then the other question is, if somebody wants to sell it, what are some of the things that they should be doing?
Yeah, I mean, if I was going to look for a home in San Antonio, you know, I would be looking for, you know, foundation, of course, is probably the first thing, right? Because we have a lot of earth movement here in town, and so, you know, your whole house lies on the foundation. So if you don't have a good foundation, you're going to have issues, you know, whether it's, you know, wall issues or, you know, plumbing that gets messed up because it's cracking, because the foundation's moving. So there's just a lot of issues that can happen if your foundation is not solid. So, you know, look for cracks in walls and floors and so forth. If you see some of that, you know, you certainly should at least investigate. It doesn't mean that the foundation is bad per se. There's always movement and there's always some things that happen in terms of like walls, cracks, and so forth. So some of it could be just cosmetic, mm-hmm. but it's at least worth saying, hey, I see all these tile cracks and I see some wall cracks by the windows or in the corners and so forth. It's at least worth investigating and saying, hey, I need to get a foundation person to check this out, make that as part of my inspection, or ask the seller and say, hey, do you have a clearance you know, from a foundation expert? So that would probably be my biggest advice in terms of buying a house in San Antonio. I mean, fit and finish is always something to look for, right? If the fit and finish, like the trim work and the painting and stuff, that doesn't look good, then you probably have other things behind the walls that maybe aren't as good either.
You can see the brushes on the wall.
Yeah. So you know, it's just general quality, right? So, you know, we have a lot of new homes built in town. And so that's the things I'd be looking for with new homes because they build them so fast.
Your cookie cutter style, just one right after another after another. Mm-hmm. And what would you say is the difference from what you do and say like a home inspector?
Yeah, I mean, a home inspector is looking at lots and lots of stuff. So they're doing way more than, like, what I would ever feel comfortable doing mm-hmm. and have expertise in all the fields, right? HVAC, plumbing, electrical. And I don't have that type of expertise, and I would never tell anybody I did. But they also are sometimes, in my opinion, overly critical because that's kind of their job. They're trying to point out everything. So
they're trying to find out with the red flags. That's their job.
Yeah, and they're trying to cover their own butt too because they don't want somebody coming back to them and say, "Hey, you didn't tell us about this." So they're just overly critical. So like I see, you know, realtors send me inspection punch lists all the time. And, you know, it's like 40, 50, 60 pages, and I'm, like, looking through all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, yeah, he's pointed this out, but this is really pretty minor. This is nothing and so forth. So there's a lot of that, and I get it. That's just part of what has to happen. But so you just got to kind of understand that when you look at those reports.
And so for somebody who needs any of the services you provide, which clearly are valuable, I mean, what kind of payment options are available or, like, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, so we do have some different payment options for bigger projects, for sure. So we have, you know, especially with like some of the bathroom renovations and things like that, where the price tag goes up and so forth. Even the realtor type project. So we're trying to do a make ready. So sometimes those projects, you know, if we're painting a whole house and doing a bunch of repair, mm-hmm. you know, that can be, you know, a pretty substantial amount of money. But we do pay at closing in some situations for people selling homes. We also have programs where we can do 3 months same as cash, 6 months same as cash, and then there's some other financing options. So we have a financing arm that we work with, again, because we're a professional organization, and it just depends on what they qualify for. So I can't really go into details. Everybody's sure. different. But, yeah, there are different options for that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to go back, like in terms of like selling your house, like the market kind of defines like what you need to do. So like a couple years ago, like people weren't doing much of anything except putting a sign in the yard, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the house was selling. So today that's quite different. And I work with a lot of agents and I kind of get a feel for how the market is and so forth. So today's market, you really need to have, you know, your best foot forward on your house to really guarantee a sell and get it sold pretty quickly. So we're seeing that change quite a bit. And so my advice, you know, to people selling their homes is, you know, take care of the cosmetic stuff for sure, right? Mm-hmm. So when someone walks through your house, you don't want them pointing out, you know, oh, there's a drywall issue there, there's trim issue there, or now there's paint all messed up there.
Don't overlook anything.
Yeah, right? Just like you wouldn't want to go in and bring, you know, spend mm-hmm. hundreds of thousands of dollars in the house and then know that, oh, now I got to repair all this stuff after I just spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So you guys got to kind of think through that, you know, as a seller and be like, okay, what can we do to take care of that? And it could be stuff you do yourself or it could be something you hire us or whatever. But all the cosmetic stuff for sure is typically what we're working with agents and clients on. Neutralizing the colors is super common. Like accent walls are great, but you know, your accent, your taste is not, say, somebody else's taste. So a lot of times getting rid of those for the home sale is usually a good idea. So
okay. And one just final question, and then we'll let Alex ask one if he has one. But we do in the HVAC industry, we focus a lot on doing maintenance, annual maintenance, to make sure that the AC system is running the year long. Is there something you offer for maintenance for homes or something
or maintenance plans
or homeowners should be doing?
No, great question. Yeah, so we do a couple different things. We do a quarterly maintenance plan that kind of depends on the size of the house, what the pricing is, but basically it's focused on maintaining that house. And just making sure everything's working properly. So that could be things like, hey, we're going to check out the windows. Do they need re-caulked, right? So we can make sure everything's watertight. Same thing with doors. Do doors need adjusted so that the weather stripping is hitting, or does the weather stripping need replaced? Do HVAC filters need replaced? I know sometimes they'll have HVAC companies do that. Other times people don't have that, and so that needs to happen. Softener systems, you know, are those being maintained? Do they even have salt in them? So we've got, you know, quarterly programs. Those quarterly programs are more focused on just maintaining the house. You know, we typically would look for busier adults that just don't have time to do stuff that, hey, we'll come out every quarter. We'll have a whole list of stuff that we're going to do. We'll knock it out. You know, you're going to be good to go. So it's the expertise on knowing what to look for, as well as just making it happen. Yeah. We also have what we call helping hands programs, and those are focused more on seniors. So I have some seniors that do that. We are actually at one. We're going to be at one today, where we actually go in every single month for a few hours and just help them maintain the house. So doing a lot of the same things, but also just giving them a helping hand as well. And so those could be pretty varied. So sometimes it's like, hey, I've got some furniture that's loose. Can you help, you know, make that tight? I have a customer that every month he has a walker. And so over time, basically that there's a break on there that just kind of loosens up over time. He's like, hey, if you can come and tighten that every month as part of our list, great. Yep, not a problem. Mm-hmm. Same thing like his recycling. So like just taking the boxes, breaking them down, getting them into recycling. So we do that every month for him. So there's different things like that. Sometimes it's pulling seasonal items like this time of year. It's like getting into your attic, getting some of the Christmas decorations out. That's something that maybe we shouldn't have seniors getting up on ladders and doing.
Up the lights on the outside.
Or putting up lights, right? So that's kind of what those helping hand programs are kind of designed to do, is to give you a little bit more boost.
You guys do a lot. I'm just curious, how big is your team?
So our team is a group of four technicians, and then myself, and then we have some administrative staff as well.
Okay.
So we've been steady for about a year. We're probably going to keep expanding based on how the business is going. So I wouldn't be surprised if we're at five or six, six months from now. So
you don't want to grow too fast and then.
Yes. Yeah. There was a point this year where I was like, we were busy enough that we could add a fifth, but at the same time, I was like, I just wasn't quite ready to train and do all that.
It sounds like the conversations we've had.
Yeah.
Alex, do you have anything you want to chime in, sir, with your expertise or curiosity or anything?
No, I mean, I didn't realize that. I know Nate for about a year now or so, but I didn't realize that he had, you know, did some of these other kinds of things, helping hands, and also just, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is to make sure you're keeping that caulking and other kinds of things up to date, and the things that are easily overlooked, even by people that aren't overly busy. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a homeowner, I mean, it's a big thing to tackle, and there's a lot of responsibility, and I'm not the best of it, and so having a team and come in and do that regularly to take care of those things it can be really valuable, because it's preventative work for things like, you know, leakings and, well, in my industry, like critter access. So yeah. It's powerful.
Upkeep, maintenance.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great testimonial. Mm-hmm. Well, I have another testimonial. Can you get the camera? Yeah, sure. Let's do it. So we invite experts to our podcast, and I've known Nate for about a year already, and we're part of a networking group. And, I mean, he's always very professional. Everybody, I mean, the same calm and very mature and very professional person is the same type of person that's going to show up to your home and they're going to do quality work. So they're one of our referral partners, so we highly recommend them. We know that they're going to do a good job for either any of our customers or any of the referrals, and that it's going to be high quality work. Like, And most important, you're going to be feel comfortable that somebody's going to come to your home. It's going to treat your grandparents right or your parents right, or be very respectful to your wife and kids. And I think in this industry, in the handyman industry, especially here in San Antonio, you want somebody that you can trust to go into your home. So
trust is a key. Yeah. I mean, you want to feel like the person who's doing the job that you need knows what they can do, and they're going to do it the way it needs to be done in a very people-centered way.
Yep. So, Nate, final question. What do we see you in the next 3 to 5 years? What are some of your personal goals or things you want to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I have a few things. I want to continue to grow the business. I'd like to get to a couple crews probably by, 3 to 5 years. Really focus our growth efforts in terms of helping seniors. So seniors are the toughest people to reach because they are very guarded because of a lot of the things that they've had happen to them from other contractors. So it is tougher for us to reach that demographic and that need. So we'll continue to push that. But, yeah, my goal is for our business to be that focused. Still do all the other handyman support work for agents and other homeowners. But we want to be known, like, in 5 years, if someone says True Blue, I want people to know, like, oh, that's the group that, you know, helps seniors, right? So that's where we want to be.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, we appreciate you being here with us today, Nate, and thank you, Alex, for joining in as well. As always, I'm Larry and Francisco. We're with Air Integrity Comfort Solutions, your local leader in HVAC solutions. And we will see you next time on the Agents Lounge. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Agents Lounge podcast, brought to you by Air Integrity Comfort Solutions. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or to listen to past episodes, please visit agentsloungepodcast.com.